Replay Music 3. I'm going to show you a very good tip just in case you need it. I have Replay Music 3 up and running. I'm using JAWS 9 on a Windows XP home computer. And right now, Replay Music is up and running. And I'm going to do an insert T, as in Tango, for the title bar.
Title is Replay Music Error.
If you get that, here it is again. Replay Music Error.
Title is Replay Music Error.
Then I'm going to do an insert B to read the dialog box.
Replay Music Error Dialog. OK button. Your registration code is not valid. Please contact customer support.
It said, your registration code is not valid. Please contact customer support with the OK button.
Replay Music Error Dialog. OK button. Your registration code is not valid. Please contact customer support.
Okay. I'm going to do an insert up here.
OK button.
And I hear the OK button. So I'm going to press my Enter key.
Enter.
And now I'm going to do an insert T for the title bar.
No window is active. Press Windows key plus M to go to...
It said there's nothing there, so I'm going to do a Windows key plus M as in mic.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Replay Music 3.0.
This is important. You're going to have to contact tech support. Okay? Now I'm going to tab to the taskbar tray.
Tab, start button to open, press enter. Tab, taskbar, JAWS button
to make sure Replay Music is not running.
Tab, system tray, Norton antivirus auto, DDF, Windows, volume 5, tab,
I'm going to make sure I'm going to do an insert F10 for the taskbar tray, list.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, desktop, 1 of 2. JAWS minima.
It's not
desktop.
Running there. I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape.
And now I'm going to press insert F11 for the system tray list of running applications.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Norton antivirus auto dash protect enabled. 1 of 4. Did DNS Windows met volume.
It's not running in there, so I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape.
Then I'm going to do a Windows key plus M as in mic to go back to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop.
The reason I told you all this, they told me that the Replay Music 3 application must not be running when you do this. Okay. And the next thing I'm going to do, I copied my product key, my new product key code to my clipboard, and then what we have to do right now is go to the My Computer icon and find the /program/files/replaymusic3/clear. Replay Music settings.exe file. We need to run that executable file. Okay? So that's what we're going to do now.
Replay Music 3.0.
I'm going to go to the My Computer icon.
M, My Documents. M, My Computer. Enter, My Computer. Folder View, List View.
I'm going to go to my C drive.
Local Disk Left Parent, C:Right Parent. Enter. Folder view. List view. Not selected. 100.
We're going to press the letter P as in Papa for program files.
P. Program files.
We're going to press Enter to go inside.
Enter. Folder view. List view. Not selected. Ahead file.
We're going to press the letter R a few times till we hear Replay Music 3.
R. References. M. R. Replay AV 8. R. Replay Convert. R. Replay Music 3.
There it is. We're going to press Enter.
Enter. Folder view. List view. Not selected. Recordings file folder. 1 of 30. To move.
Okay, we're inside the Replay Music 3 folder. And we're going to press the letter C, as in Charlie, to find clear Replay Music settings.exe.
C. CDDB.DB.
That's not it.
See clear replay music settings.x.
There it is. Let's hear that again. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Clear replay music settings.x 24KB application 9 of 30.
It's a 24KB file, and it told us it's an application file.
Clear replay music settings.x 24KB application 9 of 30.
I'm going to press my enter key on this.
Enter. Replay music removal dialog. This utility will clear the replay music settings from your computer. Continue. Yes button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus Y.
And it's got a shortcut for the yes button of Alt plus Y. Let's hear that again. Insert B as in Bravo.
Replay music removal dialog. Yes button. No button. This utility will clear the replay music settings from your computer. Continue.
Okay, it's going to clear the replay music settings. That's what it told us.
Yes button.
I'm going to press my space bar.
Space replay music clear settings dialog. Replay music general settings cleared. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's hear that again. It said it cleared my replay music settings.
Replay music clear settings dialog. OK button. Replay music general settings cleared. OK button.
We're going to press our enter key to get rid of this dialog box.
Enter. Replay music clear settings dialog. Could not clear replay music CD write settings. Settings may have already been cleared or never existed. OK button to activate.
Okay.
Press space bar.
I didn't have any CD settings. Let's hear that again. So that's why we got that message.
Replay music clear settings dialog. OK button. Could not clear replay music CD write settings. Settings may have already been cleared or never existed.
It's a CD write settings. I never had that set up.
OK button.
And the default button is OK. We're going to press Enter.
Enter. Replay music clear settings dialog. Replay music registration number 1 settings cleared. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Here it said it cleared our registration. Let's hear that again.
Replay music clear settings dialog. OK button. Replay music registration number 1 settings cleared.
It cleared our registration number. With the number 1.
OK button.
Press my enter key on the OK button.
Enter. Replay music clear settings dialog. Replay music registration number 2 settings cleared. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK. Let's see. Let's press enter.
Enter. Replay music 3. Folder view list view. Clear replay music settings dot x24kb application 9 of 30. To move to items use the arrow keys.
Okay, we're back on our /program files/replay music3/folder. I may have had 2 registration product keys on the computer. That's why I got that last message. I'm going to do Alt F4 here.
Alt F4.
I'm going to do a Windows key plus M.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. My computer. 2 of 14. To move to.
And now I'm going to run Replay Music 3 from the desktop icon.
R Recycle. R Replay AVA. R Replay Converter. R Replay Music 3.0.
We're going to run it.
Enter. Replay music dialog. Replay music dash register now dialog. Edit. Enter your code here. Type in text.
We got the registration now dialog box. Let's hear that again. I'm going to do insert B. And before I do that, you're already in the edit field box to enter the product key code. You do not have to press the form mode. I'm going to do an insert B so we can review this dialog box again.
Replay music dash register now dialog. Register button. Go to registration page button. Continue in demo mode button. Edit. Enter your code here.
Okay. I'm going to paste my code in here. I already got it copied to the clipboard. I'm going to do a control V as in Victor.
Paste it from clipboard.
I'm going to make sure it's in there.
Edit arm 1.
Okay, it's in there. Then I'm going to press my tab key 1 time.
Tab, register button to activate, press space bar.
And we landed on the register button. I'm going to press space bar.
Space. Replay music dialog. Your code is accepted. Thanks for registering. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Successful registration. We're on the OK button.
OK button.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Replay music dialog. Record slash stop record button to activate. Press space bar. Replay music hint dialog. Replay music 3.0 uses a new specialized audio recording method for the best record.
And there you have it. Now we no longer get that invalid error message saying that the product key is incorrect. Thank you very much.